This is Andrina. Well, the band started roughly 3 years ago. We kind of threw a 90-minute show together in about a month and drove down to L.A. for our very first performance. 3 months later, we recorded our first record, and now, 3 years later, we're just about to put out our second record. We've toured throughout the U.S. and Canada, and we're having a great time.
I wake up sick every day. My head aches when I think of things to say.
Describe yourself as a, kind of like, I guess, a cappella, but with a beat?
This is Ariane talking. We always have trouble kind of categorizing our music because we have so many influences, and what we do is not really in the genre of a cappella music. Like, the typical music you would hear a cappella bands doing is pretty different than what we do. We're more pop-based, and we're more influenced by soul music or some Brazilian music or just pop music from, you know, the 60s. So I guess we're kind of a vocal soul pop band, if you will.
It really is eclectic.
It is, for sure. And, I mean, we're all songwriters, so I think that's part of the reason why it's pretty eclectic. We all bring our own sound to the band and then make it into a Shikamin sound.
And let's rewind, remember.
Tell me about the song, I Don't Lie.
This is Alexa. I Don't Lie was written kind of quickly. It kind of, like, snagged its way into the first record. We were basically kind of done putting most of the songs together, and then we were in a van on the way to a folk festival in Ontario, and I kind of just had this idea for a song that was just talking about some relationship things I was going through at the time.
And how about Butterfly Woman?
Butterfly Woman is one of the first songs that we kind of arranged together as a band in the very beginning. It's a song that Anik wrote, and it was inspired by a short story that she had read in a book called Women Who Run With the Wolves, about a butterfly woman who people expect her to come, and they expect this beautiful young woman, but when she arrives, she's old and she's frail, but she's dancing, and she kind of embodies beauty and wisdom and age, and it's kind of a lesson that, you know, like, there's a lot of power in age and in growing old. And sometimes we forget that.
Butterfly woman said, hey, is the truth. What don't make it still will help you move.
Is most of your music, you're combining, obviously, you're all vocalists, but you also have a bass and percussion, basically. Is that the mix there?
Well, we just added the keyboard bass into our stage show. With this new album, we wanted to try and expand our musical horizons and kind of fatten up our sound. So we played around with a few different things, added some new kind of percussion and a little bit of instrumentation on certain tunes. And we really wanted to be able to keep the sound that we had on the album live. So we did incorporate what we like to call the fake bass into the show, which is a keyboard bass.
I can't go on like
the new album comes out October 12th. There's a pre-sale happening online right now. If anyone wants to get one of the first copies pressed, and we look forward to coming to Petersburg and sharing our music with you.
It's all fading.